Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Diane, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
Well, Tim, I'm glad you asked. It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. Number one, we challenge you to get outdoors.
That's what this program's about.
It sure is. It does. And the next one goes right into the next one. We inspire you to get healthy.
Ooh, we might talk about some things that will help people with their health tonight.
I agree. I agree.
Awesome.
And then number three, we encourage you in your spiritual life.
Diane, we'll talk about that a little bit more. So Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight in the studio, we have with us Kyle Dahl.
That's right. Kyle is a forager. He can trek through the mountains and through the woods around Redding and other areas and find all kinds of edible food, things we might just walk by and never give it a second thought.
I'm excited to talk with Kyle and learn about the plants in our area. You never know, for a hiker like me, it might be a means of survival.
It might mean make a means for me to lose some weight.
Ah, there you go. Hey, Diane, so what have you been doing? Have you gotten outdoors at all?
Yes, Tim, I have, but most of it has been, playing with my grandkids, but hey, playing with other children, and I've been spending a lot of time at school and substituting, and it's been fun.
Oh, okay.
So, fun. Okay, so I haven't quite gotten up, on those trails and stuff, but right. I have some extra time carved out now. Oh. I really would like to do that, so I went down and got some extra good shoes, because I think shoes are important.
Yes, they are. Yeah, having really good footwear if you're going to be doing any kind of hiking, highly recommend it. Make sure it has good soles that are solid, because you get out there on the trails and you've got rocks and things like that, and it does make a difference.
Yeah, I went and tried on some boots, and they were lightweight. You know, those heavy boots, they're no good. So I made sure that I got some hiking boots.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah. So, well, hey, maybe at some point in time you can go with Fanny and I, and we can do a little hike together.
I would love to.
You know, and we don't mind if you have to sit down and wait until we come back. That's okay.
And Boo Boo can come.
Boo Boo, yes. Boo Boo is your pup.
My little darling puppy. Right. Hi, Boo Boo.
Yep. Well, last weekend, my beautiful bride and I launched our kayaks on Lake Shasta and had a very successful day bass fishing. And once again, she caught the largest fish. And so
I caught the largest fish when I went with you. What's going on there? I think luck just kind of shines their way through whenever they're with you.
I guess so. You know, it is something. Now, typically, I'll catch the most fish. I'll give myself credit for that. But I don't know why I can't catch the largest fish.
Because you know who you're going home to.
That's right. Well, I told my wife that she's a trophy fisherman, and I am her trophy husband. How does that sound?
Oh, Lord.
It's getting thick in here now. Well, on the board tonight, we have Liam Bryant, and he has been working with Tyler Chapman. And I don't know, are we mic'd up in there by any chance? Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. And so, Tyler, it looks like you're going to be down here at KCNR working on the board. You got a great guy training you. There's no doubt about that.
Definitely.
Tyler, do you like to get outdoors and do anything fun?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a avid basketball guy. Me and Liam were just talking about cross country and track.
Oh, nice.
Mountain running, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. I like to swim, but it's way too cold for me. I got to 110 degrees for sure.
Ah, I gotcha. So the actual weather. I'm telling you that Lake Shasta out there is pretty warm. The water is nice already. It surprises me how warm it is.
With it being so deep, I thought maybe it might be cooler.
Right. Well, if you get down deep, it probably is cool.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember going out there in the summertime at Lake Shasta when that surface temperature was about 84 degrees. But you dive down deep, and the deeper you get, the colder it is.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, and so it's...
but it sure is beautiful out there.
Oh, it is. The lake is absolutely full, and so it just looks so nice because when you're out there fishing, especially when we're out there in the kayaks and we're getting close to shore, and so the trees are just hanging over, which can be a bit of a challenge when you're trying to cast in toward the shore. You have to be careful of the trees, you know.
Did I ever tell you when I got my line caught on the side shore? I was fishing with Dad, and I made the mistake of saying, well, fishing is really luck.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was the wrong thing to say to him.
Yeah, right.
Well, I got my line caught on the side of the shore, and just as he's telling me, don't yank the pole, I had already yanked back. It came flying for us. We ducked. It went over our heads. It went to the middle of the lake. I reeled it in, and I got a fish. And he decided that I was too lucky to teach.
Well, that was lucky. I'm just going to tell you, yes, that was lucky.
That was my point.
But to consistently catch fish, it takes a little bit more than luck. I mean,
I was just trying to ruffle him.
My personal opinion on that, as far as that goes.
Yes.
And so, Diane, if people want to get a hold of us, how can they do that?
Oh, well, there's a few different ways. Are we taking phone calls this evening?
Hey, we can. We can.
That would be
great. You want me to write that down for you?
Yeah.
Because I know you don't have my number memorized, and that's going to my number.
Who has numbers memorized anymore? We just have it in our phone, and that's just what we do.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
Okay, if you have a question and you'd like to text us your question tonight, you just go ahead and text it to 530-524-8280. That's 530-524-8280. And if you want to get a hold of us, though, you can go on Facebook. Guess what it is? Yep, it's DoesMySoulWell.com. And we have Facebook, and then our .com is
it DoesMySoulWell.com.
Yes, is our website. Okay.
Yeah. And you can find videos. As a matter of fact, last Saturday, Fanny and I did a video.
I saw it. I saw the one where you were putting all those books. She was putting books and books.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That
how
was
much
good.
Weight I've lost.
That
right?
was amazing. That was a good analogy.
That's a different video.
Oh,
we'll
anyway,
talk about that
okay,
at some point in time.
Okay.
But, we did a video of fishing out there, and we caught we caught way more than a limit of bass for each of us. But on that video, you can also see what we were using and how we caught them.
Oh, that's
a
great idea.
And so if people are interested, they can go to itdoesmysoulwell.com. They can go to the media page, which will take you to the video page, and you'll see that video there. And you'll get to hear Fanny's Peruvian accent.
I love it. Does he put the bait on your line for you?
She's not mic'd
up. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is good about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I'll go fishing, but you put the bait on and take the fish off and flay it.
Yeah, we do all of that. We brought the fish in all nice. I flayed them all up, and then we had some of the kids and grandkids over Saturday evening and had us a fish fry, and it was really, really good.
Oh,
and so,
I bet it was. I need to get some.
One of the things I was going to ask you about, though, Diane, is that you were talking about you and Richie going out and doing some golfing.
Oh, yes, definitely. We want to, but, where I like to go is Lake Redding Park.
Right.
Caldwell Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for me. It's, small. They used to have a night golf.
Right.
Tons of fun. I don't know if they still do it, but you had this glow in the dark ball, and when it goes into the little pond, which it does a lot for me, I can find my ball because it's glowing, And so, but it's a lot of fun. I'd like to find out if they are still doing that because that was tons of fun when I was younger.
Yeah, I've done those night tournaments before, and my depth perception gets off. And so, for some reason, at night. And so I whiff at the ball a few times before I realize.
I close my eyes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Kyle Dahl. He is the Redding Forager. We're going to find out about some food we can find in the woods. You're listening to Shasta Outdoors. We'll be back.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Hey, Diane, one of our newer sponsors is Caliber Office Furniture, and Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our sponsor, Caliber Office Furniture. Now, if you're like me and you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Mm-hmm. So Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to CaliberOffice.com. That's CaliberOffice.com. Select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories, and it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's CaliberOffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture, for sponsoring this program.
Right on.
Yeah. Diane, if you need, matter of fact, Fanny, she got some furniture from Caliber Office.
Oh, yeah, you did? Mm-hmm. Nice.
And really, really nice.
Did they deliver that?
Actually, in this particular case, we went to Caliber Office.
Nice.
And they helped us load it up. And
that's awesome.
Got a beautiful chair and desk. And
I need to go check that out.
Yeah. They're right there on Airport Road if you want to go in, or just go to CaliberOffice.com.
Sure, sure.
And that's a great place to be. Hey, Diane, I remember when I was a kid at Washington Union Elementary School in Salinas, California.
Mm-hmm. I was at San Bonancio.
Yeah, and because you were in the older class. And or maybe it was
the younger class.
But behind the school was a hillside, and we called it the Nature Trail. And Mrs. Freeman would take us on the trail and talk about all the plants. And one thing I really remember is the miner's lettuce. Have you ever heard of miner's lettuce?
No.
Well, we learned about miner's lettuce, and it was something we could eat, and I was always fascinated about that. I thought, oh, if I got lost in the woods, I could eat miner's lettuce.
I have one experience, too. Mm-hmm. At sixth grade ecology camp, we learned that we could eat cattails at the bottom of the.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like
we got to ask. We're going to have to ask.
We're
going
to have to ask because either we were that we could eat them, or I ate them and I wasn't supposed to.
Well,
either way, let's find out.
Yeah. Well, tonight we have someone who is an expert regarding the food found in the woods. His website is readingforager.com, and I'm excited to learn all we can from him tonight. Kyle Dahl, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Hey, thank you for having me, Tim and Diane.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, Kyle, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been lived in the area, maybe a little bit about your family.
Yeah, well, I grew up actually down south in Manteca, California.
Okay.
And I moved up here probably about 4 years ago after coming to visit a friend of mine and just really fell in love with the area. And I decided I would stay here. And,
oh, nice.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, I just really loved that, you know, any direction, not too far away, there's a completely different ecosystem and totally different plants and all different sorts of things.
Nice. So how did you get into foraging? Mm-hmm. And explain to our audience what foraging is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the basic simple definition of foraging is just finding what you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simple way to do it. Most people, when they talk about foraging, they're talking about finding things to eat. I've always, you know, kind of been an outdoors guy, camping and being out on the boat and things like that. And,
right.
You know, I'm also a naturally hungry guy, so you put those together and
I just get lost a lot, so, you know. So that come to play.
So you put those together and you just began to have an interest in it then?
Yeah. Well, so I kind of grew up, you know, we'd always be going camping and things like that and always had a, you know, real joy being out in the woods. And I started doing a lot of landscaping and farming and things like that, helping people get their homesteads set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to realize that a lot of the things I was planting in people's gardens just already grow naturally.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, recognizing them out when I was out in the on the trail or and little by little, you know, you start recognizing things and you start getting more curious and you know, one thing kind of led to the other. I'm realizing I'm already walking in a huge food forest.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I have been to your website. I have watched some of your videos that you've put out there, and I would encourage people to do that because they're quite informative. But it was just amazing to me when you were pointing out different things that we can consume. And it's like, oh, I just walked by that yesterday. Had absolutely no idea. And so what types of food in the North State area can you find out in the woods and the surrounding area?
The by far most abundant one is acorns.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most overlooked superfood.
Right.
All around us. And oak trees produce thousands of acorns every single year, and they just fall on the ground and nobody's eating them anymore.
How do you get those up? I mean, you just crack them up?
Yeah. Talk about the process for acorns. I can remember for some reason in my head, I'm thinking at some point in time I was told to be careful of acorns because they could be poisonous or harmful.
Yeah, well, in the raw state, the acorn is definitely, you know, not, you shouldn't eat it. It can cause health problems.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that it's poisonous because, you know, you have to eat a lot of it for, you know,
to cause issues.
Yeah, over a period of time. But that's because they have something called tannins in those acorns. And so in order to make them edible, you have to get that out of there.
Okay.
But the good news is that tannins are water soluble. So my process, I'll go, we'll collect acorns, and we like to let them dry in the shell like that.
And okay.
That's how we'll store them until we're ready to use them. And we'll crack them. We'll grind up the acorn meat on the inside and grind it into a powder. And then we'll soak it in water. And we'll keep changing the water out a couple times a day. And kind of different acorns take different amounts of time to to leach them. That's what that process is called.
Okay. And then that leaves you with a powder. Is that like a flower, or how do you use that?
Yeah, it's like a flower. And so you can either leach with cold water or hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the cold water method, it will retain a flour-like consistency. So you can use it for making breads and cookies and cakes and things.
Wow. Wow.
No idea.
And you're right. I mean, that is definitely in abundance in this area. What other types of food do you see in abundance that you would say?
A lot of really good berries are available here in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the blackberries, but there's a lot of other berries, especially when you start getting up into the higher elevations around Redding.
Right.
We have black raspberries, we have thimbleberries, service berries.
Blueberry. Don't we have blueberries?
There's huckleberries. Which are a very close relative.
Oh, okay.
Those grow more on the coast.
Okay. I always think of the blackberries. I can remember years ago being out on the houseboat and my grandma, and it's just amazing to me, Diane, that she would bring things like flour and sugar.
I know, on the houseboat.
and shortening, you know.
She's going to make a pie.
Usually we would bring something like hot dogs and hamburger buns.
That's
right. And all of that. But I can remember on the houseboat pulling up to a bank and then getting out with Dad and bowls and going and picking the blackberries and then bringing them back and then she making a blackberry cobbler for us, you know, from those fresh blackberries. I'm actually starting to crave that right now. But getting back to Kyle, sorry about that little side journey there. But do some of these foods you find, do they have medicinal properties?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of good information out there on the internet right now about how a lot of the wild foods are a lot more nutrient dense than some of our foods that we might find in the grocery store.
Right.
A lot of times the food that are in there, like for example, a tomato, they breed the tomato so it can last a long time in shipping and look really nice and red, not necessarily for the nutrients.
Yes.
So a lot of those wild foods have a lot of those nutrients that kind of have, you know, fallen out of our domesticated foods.
Right.
One thing I'm thinking about is purslane, which is a very common weed. It's kind of succulent-like, but it's very high in your omega-3s.
Okay.
Which, you know, that a lot of people don't get that in their normal diet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that is one of the things, and you're right on the money as far as food has been so genetically altered over the years that the things that we have today are not what they would have had thousands of years ago.
Exactly.
Because of the reason that you gave is that people, you know, they're marketing it, so to speak, so it looks really good, you know, and not that it's totally bad for you, but it doesn't have the nutrients like what you were mentioning, and so
or what God intended, you know, when it was created. I mean, all these nutrients were supposed to be for us, and we process them out.
Yes, and so years ago, Kyle, there was a commercial. I think the guy's name was Yul Brynner. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Okay, and he used to do a commercial for Grape Nuts.
I remember that.
Yeah, and his whole thing was, have you ever eaten a pine cone? Many parts are edible. So are there edible parts of a pine cone? And which parts are?
actually, pine nuts, right? That you see in the grocery store, those are actually found inside of the pine cones.
Okay.
Our gray pine, the one that a lot of people don't like because it grows all weird and all over the place. And
they have the really huge pine cones?
Yeah.
Yes.
And those ones have the biggest pine nuts in our local area, and they're all around right here in Redding.
Right, right. So somebody could crack one of those open, get the nuts out of it, basically, and those are good.
Yeah, the pine cones, most of the time, they open up, and you just got to kind of shake them. What me and my wife do is we collect our pine cones and put them in a tote with, and close the lid on it and just shake them up really violently. And all the nuts will kind of fall down to the bottom of the tote, and then we just sit there and crack them.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That is awesome. Hey, we've got to take a break here, and I've got lots more questions for you, Kyle. This is very interesting. And so you are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we'll be back after these messages.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's 6:33. This is KNCR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Today it was 86 degrees, and tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a chance of rain, 20%. Tomorrow night, slight chance at thunderstorms. Sunday, a chance of showers, and 91 degrees and a low of 64.
Oh, sorry.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And hey, Diane, we've got another sponsor for this program.
Yes, we sure do. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of everything from ants, spiders, wasps, roaches, earwigs, fleas, bedbugs, and moths. They also take care of those smaller rodents, which seem to make their way into the storage shed, garage, and even the house. I'm talking about mice and rats, Tim, and they'll do and they'll do pest trapping like skunks and raccoons and any other kind of unwanted critter. So Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva. Amazing people who are an integral part of this community. And so no matter what your need is, you can call them and they will give you a zero, yes, I said zero obligation, free estimate. So if it's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. That's Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
Awesome. And you know what? We're going to have Dave on next week. Talk to him a little bit, and we definitely appreciate them very much. Well, we've got Kyle Dahl here, and he's a forager, and he knows quite a bit about some of the food, some of the edible things around Redding and in the mountains surrounding this area. That
I'm feeling a little bit better about if I get lost.
Right?
Now. Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm feeling a little better.
And so one of the questions that got texted in to me, Kyle, this evening, and listener, if you'd like to text a question for Kyle, definitely you can do that, 530-524-8280, 530-524-8280. We talked a little bit about the medicinal properties and so forth of different types of food. If somebody wanted to get some more information about that, is there a website or someplace they can go for that?
Yeah, I'm always putting things, information out on our Redding Forager website. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, what's really, really helpful for me as well is joining different Facebook groups.
Right.
Foraging California is a really good one.
Okay.
Besides, you know, all the valuable information, you see different people's recipes and
right.
kind of see pictures of what everybody's harvesting in the moment, too. So
sure.
you know what's out there and what's in season.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Kyle, tell me, how much of your diet is actually comes from foraged food?
It varies throughout the year, but I'd say, you know, maybe somewhere between 25% to 50%.
And that's awesome.
You know, I'm working on getting it up there more.
Sure.
You know, still need to get better at hunting a little bit and fishing.
I love it. I love it. And I would imagine because, you know, some of this food is seasonal as far as, you know, being able to go out there, but is there something available year round?
There's always some kind of leafy green out there. You know, I wouldn't say that there's anything that you can forage, you know, particularly year round.
Right.
Maybe something like a wild radish you could, but you'd, mm-hmm. you know, during a certain part of the year, you'd be picking flowers and then another part
right.
of the year, you'd pick the root or the leaf.
Yeah, and that reminds me, I think it was about 6 weeks ago, I took a little hike on the FB trail off of Keswick Dam Boulevard, and I was just, you know, in awe of the various flowering plants and the flowers that were blooming, and so I took a lot of pictures and I posted that, and then Kyle, you made a comment, oh, I eat those flowers. I thought, wow, I never would have known that. How many flowers out there are there available in this area that you can actually eat?
Ooh, there's a lot. I remember that picture was the redbud flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's also species of wild onions out there that, you know, you can eat the onion flowers.
Wow. Wow. So the actual redbud, I call those the California redbud. I don't know if that's the technical name for it or not, but so those flowers, when that's flowering, and those happen all over North State when I lived up in Burney and especially around Fall River Mills, when you're going from Burney up to that area, you'll see the whole hillside will just be filled with those redbud. And I find that fascinating. So one of the other things I wanted to ask you about is many times I see mushrooms while
yes.
out hiking, and how many of those are edible, and how can you tell the difference?
Oh, yeah, there's I can't tell you the exact number of species that are edible out there, but you know, a lot of people are kind of timid when it comes to mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some poisonous ones, but you learn to identify the mushrooms the same way you learn about plants by, you know, you look at this, the shape of its stem, the shape of the cap.
Right.
Some don't even have caps, so
you know, right.
You learn the shape of the mushroom, and you learn to identify what type of wood that mushroom is growing on.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of mushrooms, you know, they are symbiotic with certain tree species.
Right. Right. One of the videos I watched that you put out there was harvesting the turkey tail, I guess, mushrooms. And you went into quite a bit of detail on to make sure that that was, you know, what you were looking for.
Yeah. And, you know, in that video, you know, I looked on the top of it and the bottom of it.
Yes.
And, you know, I noticed that it was growing out of an oak, which turkey tails love oaks.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few species that look similar to turkey tails, but when you look on the bottom side of them, they don't meet the proper characteristics, which of it being all white on the bottom.
Right.
So if you pick a mushroom and it looks like a turkey tail, but you turn it over and it's orange, then mm-hmm. you're like, okay, well, I know that this isn't, you know, a turkey tail.
Right. And what do you do with those turkey tail mushrooms?
My favorite thing to do with it is put it in a pot of water and let it simmer for a while until the water turns a nice, you know, kind of a brownish color.
Right.
And I'll strain the mushrooms out, and I'll use that water as a broth for making soups.
Oh, nice.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you get all the health benefits of that mushroom.
Right.
You get the flavor as well.
Does it taste like a traditional mushroom, like a white mushroom that you might buy at the grocery store? Or?
It's different. It's more earthy.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has a mushroomy flavor to it.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say it tastes like dirt, but in a good way.
Right. I love it. I love it. And so how well can you store the food that you forage?
Well, my wife and I, we do a lot of canning, so mm-hmm. she mostly makes a lot of jams with different fruits.
Right.
Or we'll do a lot of dehydrating as well. So with a lot of the fruits that we get, the berries and things, we will dehydrate them or make jams and can them. So that way, I mean, you know, part of it is we want to be able to live this way all year round as
right.
well. So.
Right. Yeah, it just absolutely fascinates me. That there is so much food out there that you would just never really take note of. One of the things I noticed on your website, Kyle, was dried manzanita. Are they berries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so those are on the manzanitas that we have in abundance around here?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are very closely related to blueberries.
And
they're edible berries. They taste like apple. Sweet apples.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have any not unedible berries?
No. There's nothing that looks like a manzanita. Most people are pretty confident when they see a manzanita that it's a manzanita. And I'd say that's a really good beginner food to forage is manzanita berries.
And so one of our listeners, and we did mention this, but can you mention again your website? And also where else they can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at Redding Forager.
Mm-hmm.
The website is reddingforager.com. Instagram as well, Redding Forager. And emails, reddingforager@gmail. So you just put Redding Forager anywhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, listen, we are going to take another break here, and I'm going to want to talk with you about Berry Camp. That's coming up in August, and so we're going to learn a little bit about that. Look at my wife is in the studio, and she's getting excited about it. And so we will be back after these messages.
This hit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Louis.
Dignity Health, and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Hey, Diane, a couple of events are coming up this week, and we want to talk about that. One of the things that is happening tomorrow night, and I always have fun talking about the different colors that the Sundial Bridge is going to be.
Yes.
And tomorrow night is the Purple City Festival. And that is all about our seniors, our elders. So we're going to be honoring you, Diane.
He's rotten. You know, since he's older than me, he's really not giving himself a compliment at all.
So anyway, there's going to be fun exhibits, useful resources, great food, refreshments, live entertainment. There's going to be dancers, aerial silk performances, and more. You can win prizes. They've got a treasure hunt. That's the Purple City Festival tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And they're going to be lighting the bridge up in purple. I mean, how amazing is that? And then Sunday, I wanted to make mention of this, Mountain Meadows Bible Camp. They're inviting the public to come out. This is the kickoff for the year. People can go up there, meet the staff. They're going to have some food, a good time, get to see the camp that's near.
Is it camp for children or what?
Yeah, okay. For first grade through 12.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so So, but this event is just for anybody that wants
That's
to go up
awesome.
And just learn about the camp. I think the first camp is in a couple weeks for the younger kids, but you can check that out on Facebook. You can find out about it. That is Mountain Meadows Bible Camp, and that is happening on Sunday, and it's going to go from 12 p.m. till 4:30 or so. And so,
you know, it's exciting because I bet with COVID, I bet they weren't able to do it, you know, for a year or two, maybe.
Right.
So it's really neat to see everyone going back to the camping and the getting together and socializing. It's nice.
Right, right. And speaking of camp, we've got
yes,
Kyle Dahl here tonight, and he is a forager, and we've been talking about the different foods that you can find out in the wilderness in the surrounding area here. But Kyle, you, at the beginning of August, you have a berry camp coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, berry camp is going to be basically a camping trip, and we're going to go out into the mountains and go harvest wild berries, learn about the different species out there, learn how to harvest in a way that, you know, make sure that the berries keep coming back every year.
Right.
Learn how to tend these plants as well, and make sure that they're able to be happy and healthy. And,
sure.
We'll go out to the woods, and during the trip, we'll be eating wild food meals.
Nice.
And so that way people can get an immersive experience.
Right.
With the wild foods.
Sure. So it won't just be berries then?
No.
You'll also be looking for other types of food that are available out there. And so that's that is pretty amazing. Yeah. And so,
very excited. Very, very excited.
If people want to find out more about this, how can they?
On the readingforager.com website, there's a link up at the top header there that says Berry Camp, and that will give all the relevant information. And,
right.
Yeah, any questions, people can always contact me. And
That's great. That is.
Yeah, I think that is pretty amazing. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, there are these different types of food, and of course we have different types of experiences with our tastes. There's sour, there's bitter, there's sweet. So tell us a little bit about what's sour, what's bitter, what's sweet out there.
Of course the berries, a lot of them are sweet, but
right.
there's a lot that are also bitter.
Mm-hmm.
One berry that's out there is called the bitter cherry. And it's, really bitter.
Is it on a tree or a plant or?
It's a tree, a small shrub-like tree.
Okay.
And, it's just little cherry growing in the tree.
Right.
Hey, this leads right into my question though.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay. Hummingbirds, they go to flowers because they like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So are there flowers that are sweet?
There's a lot of flowers out there that when you eat them, you can actually taste the nectar inside. I'm thinking manzanita flowers.
Nice.
We talked about the berries, but the flowers are also edible.
Oh, is that right?
And you can taste the nectar. It's like honey.
Interesting. And I've walked by those thousands upon thousands of manzanitas, you know. And I hate to admit this, but sometimes, and especially when I used to do a lot of deer hunting, those manzanitas, you know, if you get in the thick of them, they just seemed like such a hassle, and I was not liking them too much. I think they're beautiful.
It's crazy. People down south will pay so much money for, like, a design or something with a manzanita, and it's like we have so many.
Right.
It's crazy.
But now they're also a food source.
Now, yes.
Yeah. And one of the things when I used to work up in the woods out of Willow Creek, and they have madrone trees, and I was told that you can take the bark and make a tea out of it. Is that true?
Yeah, and I've done it before as well. Yeah, it almost has a cinnamon-like flavor. It's not quite as potent as cinnamon, but
right,
hints of it.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle, I have grandchildren, and they're 2 and 4, and there's so many foods that you're telling us that we can eat and that'll be great. what should we not eat? What is not good for our children to pick up or to pick off of a plant and you tell them put it down? I mean, what is there something out there that we should not let them eat?
There's definitely some plants out there that are poisonous and deadly. Poison hemlock being one.
But does that have a fruit or anything? I mean,
well, it could look like a carrot, but okay. You know, there are some signature distinctive features, like the stalks will start to turn purple. Then you know that it's a poison.
So we really need to become familiar with these plants and what they look like and what before we just go out there and start picking things. I mean, yeah. We should go to your website. We need to start, you know, I mean, we really should study up on that before we you know, go out and just pick whatever we want to eat.
Yeah, a good rule of thumb is, you know, don't eat something unless you're 100% sure you know what it is.
Absolutely. Right. I agree. That's important.
The best way to really go out there is to go out with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yes.
And have them show you. Because, you know, you're there live. You can ask questions. You can examine what you're looking at. Look at the leaf shape. Look underneath it. And
hey, the berry camp.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, I mean, the food that you forage, it's out there, but is there anything that we can do or that you do so that we make sure it will continue to be there for generations to come?
Yeah, the different, you know, tending practices kind of depend on the actual plant itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you know, some wildflower species out there, like ukau is one.
That okay.
It's also called an Indian potato. So you dig mm-hmm. it up, and it has a little bulb.
Okay.
Little bulblets on there.
Right.
And you just break those off into the hole, and each one of those will become a new plant.
Oh, interesting.
So by digging it and breaking those off, you're creating more.
Right. Oh, interesting.
So,
wow.
You know, there's different little practices like that, mm-hmm. and you have to become familiar with the plants as individuals.
Right. So there are things that you can do to help those plants multiply then.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that is great, you know, and especially if people are, more and more people are wanting to do this. Are you seeing an increase in the amount of interest people have in this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, going off the charts, and, you know, that was kind of partly fueled by COVID, I think.
Right.
Food prices have shot up. I'm telling you, it costs so much money to buy food at the supermarket anymore. It's just crazy. So it's really nice to see people reaching out for the land.
Yeah. To get out there. And I tell you, it definitely has encouraged me to be out there looking and to see those things that – most of us have just walked by without a second thought. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, Kyle, it has been great having you here. Tell our listeners again how they can get a hold of you.
You can visit our website at readingforager.com mm-hmm. or find us on Facebook mm-hmm. And Instagram as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for being on the program tonight. It has been absolutely fascinating. It is a way to get out there and enjoy the great outdoors while you're harvesting some food.
Amen.
Yeah. So, Diane, what do you got going on this weekend?
Okay, this is what I've got going on. Okay, so Mom asked me what I wanted for my birthday. You want me to tell you what I got?
What did you get?
Waterwork passes. Yes, I did.
Ah.
Season passes for me and my grandchildren and my daughter and son-in-law and my husband. So I am hitting the slides.
Look out for big splashes out
yes.
there, folks. I'm just going to tell
have,
you right
we
now.
We should have them on the air.
Well, tomorrow, Fanny and I will be back in our kayaks, probably on Lake Shasta, again, doing some bass fishing. She's got the bug now, you know. She's caught her fish, and she has got the bug. Tomorrow night we will be at that Purple City festival.
I would like to go to that.
Yeah, it is really nice. If you have something purple, wear purple.
I'll bring Mom.
Yeah, she's not purple.
No, but she's. You said the seniors.
Yeah, and then okay, but we want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. Thank you to our sponsors, Caliber Office Furniture, and
professional exterminators.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.